Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. And the Gateway Buick GMC Studios are in Jupiter, Florida at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. It is our final day of Cardinal spring training coverage. Hello again, everybody.
Well, hello.
What a presentation we have lined up today. You know, I think the calling card of our show is lack of professionalism,
right,
and no preparation. But knowing that the Cardinals had the day off today, we worked ahead a little bit yesterday.
Doug, we did, and so we have interviews for the ages today, in addition to Iggy's drops of the week and our Bertarelli Cutlery cuts of the week and our Hot Shots email of the day. Dexter Fowler, the headliner, really.
Uh-huh.
He will be with us, and you will hear that at 8 o'clock today.
Okay.
We got into a bunch of stuff there, and I'm looking forward to the audience getting a chance to hear from him, specifically on the, I don't even know if controversy is a fair word, because it was a created controversy.
But manufactured.
His response to it. And also his thoughts on staking me in the World Series of Poker as a Las Vegas resident.
Yeah, he didn't seem very bullish on that.
No.
But memory serves.
I didn't get that vibe as well. We also talked Saturday Night Live as an appearance there, and his relationship with the Plowboy this week, which has featured him running away from him at full sprint.
Well, and inviting him onto the bus yesterday.
Which was a critical, critical moment in the Plowboy's life. So we'll discuss that with Dexter Fowler. Michael Wacha joins the program as well. He has become a key figure in this spring training that 2 weeks ago was not necessarily looked upon in that fashion. And what I think may be one of the great interviews in the history of the show, Randall Grichuk joined us.
We talked no baseball.
Yeah.
None.
No, we never got around the left field.
Nothing.
So, you know, a lot of people say the Cubs are the team to beat. Do you guys think you have a chance? Mm-hmm. I didn't get to ask that question.
No.
And I wonder if I'll be held accountable for it.
I was going to ask left field. Ah, yes, left field. Well, didn't get around to that either.
Instead, we talked about his dating life.
Yep.
Twitter beefs and potential.
FFMs at the wheelhouse.
And a potential hot tub date with Doug.
Yep.
That's the headliner.
Yeah, and it was talked about throughout, sporadically. Mm-hmm. Throughout. And Doug, I want to play the interview and then let you tell us your story of what you guys did do in the hot tub last night, because we don't know yet. We're in the dark.
Okay.
So this is kind of a big reveal.
All right.
Moment. It's a big reveal moment. It's like the end of St. Elsewhere.
All right, well, I won't give it away then now, if you're looking just to kind of tease
it. Right,
him.
The big reveal.
Okay. All right.
So that's what we have for you here on the program. And then the boys, minus the cat and myself, fly back to St. Louis. Plowboy, will it be tough for you to fly back to St. Louis, especially now that you're in the middle of this controversy with the Blues Lounge?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you actually saw that or not. I'm fine. I'm bored at the hotel, and you know, you might as well stir the pot.
What happened, Plowsy?
Oh, this guy started talking about trading Kevin Shattenkirk and how he hates Doug Armstrong. He hates the team. This is a fan, by the way.
Sure.
And so I just posted, hey, you know, is this a fan page?
Kind of in a casual way. Hey,
yeah,
you know,
quit being a keyboard gangster. If you don't like the team, then, you know, don't watch them. Right. But don't put this negative, you know.
Spin.
Yeah, it's just
terrible.
Don't
do it on a message board.
And then
it could ruin everything.
And then they started deleting my posts. And
who did?
Then I
who
got
deleted
a little,
your post?
Oh, they have
Bobby Bestel.
They have a, it felt like it. A Bestel type guy, one of their administrators. I think they have five or six. One of them kicked me out, and then the fan
Why?
Page.
What was the reason for kicking
Doug? Would you
out?
Like to be one of the administrators of our?
No, pass.
Well, the lounge likes to do a lot of hypothetical trades, which
don't
are
do
terrible.
Air quotes. Don't do these air.
I like
just
it because otherwise I wouldn't have understood.
And so I put, hey, Tarasenko, Allen, Berglund for Pollock and a third round pick. Make it happen, Armstrong. You know, just obviously a clear joke. They all took it seriously. And guys like Tarasenko is a top five player. Yeah. Don't give up on Allen yet. And I'm like, dude, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, you know, started trolling.
Thrown out.
Oh, I was trolling.
You got thrown out?
Yeah, I got kicked out. But then the fan page, of course, the hashtag Free Plowsy movement was on, and they all got kicked out as well. So that admin had a big night.
Doug, that's what's going on these fan pages. You ought to join and see what the word is.
I don't really need that noise. I was like reading a book. What book? Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates.
Who wrote that? Sean Hannity.
No, Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with Brad? Brian?
Brian, he's the Fox and Friends morning guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Seems like a nice guy. This is just a historical account of what happened.
Yeah, this is non-political.
No, it isn't.
Not familiar with
bestseller, too, as I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good
book. You enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
What were you wearing while you were reading the book?
Next to nothing. Next to nothing.
That leads us right into the Grichuk.
Yes, it does. Yeah, this is an interview that I loved it. I loved this interview.
I think he loved it.
It was outstanding. I don't know what really caused it. Seamaster, this actually has to go to you because I know the Plowboys rattled by the Blues Lounge thing. Did we edit anything out at all?
Unfortunately, we did lose the first couple minutes.
Oh, we didn't get the first couple minutes.
I tried to salvage it, but it was cutting in and out with the technical difficulties we had. So we lost the portion in which the cat was describing their initial Twitter beef.
Cut.
And the fact that Randall was watching your post-show interviews with the wonderful Hannah Ray.
Yeah,
that's how he knew
but
Doug.
But we did get 25 of the about 27 minutes.
The reason I asked that is because he was very forthcoming with his fondness of one of the staff members at 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com.
Well, there's still a mention later in the interview, so not all of that was lost.
The cat, do all the Cardinals watch our post-show videos?
No, none of them. I think Grichuk is the only one. And I think the reason why the interview got off in a direction that we like, that usually players don't, is that he wasn't sure we were on in the beginning. Like, we didn't say, okay, welcome Randall Grichuk. Remember, we weren't sure if we were on, and we're just like, all right, just go. We're going. And so he was already midstream in some stories. So then it just took off from there. Mm-hmm. And I think there was certain subject matter that was some of the finest we've covered on this
show.
Yeah,
it's about 25 minutes, and we'll play that for you. Around 7:25 is what I have it as. This is the BP Credit Card 7 o'clock hour. The 7 o'clock hour brought to you by the BP Credit Card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump. That is what we have for you here in the 7 o'clock hour. Our spring training coverage. We have to make sure that we thank these people because without them we would not be here for our 12th year of spring training coverage on this award-winning presentation. 314 Sports, Advanced Vision Care, AMP Restoration, Big Boy Lawns, Cordell & Cordell, Grand Cru Cigars, iTech Shark, JMH Law Firm and Attorney Joe Harbath, Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundicker, Penske Moving Trucks, Premier Parking, the Post Sports Bar and Grill, the Power of the Giraffe, and Stoli, the Vodka, and all of our spring training coverage is presented by Budweiser from the Post Sports Bar and Grill Picnic Table. All of these companies have made it possible, and we are quite, quite grateful for them for making it happen. And also, it would be, Doug, I'd be remiss if I didn't pay
homage.
Homage.
An homage.
An
to,
homage is what you would call it in retrospect.
To the work of our producers, the Seamaster, the Plowhawk, and Nick, what up, y'all, on their fine work for putting this whole thing together this week, for executing it darn near. Bob Dernier. Dernier.
Yeah, kind of a speedy outfielder. Cubs and I think he's from the Kansas City area.
Yeah, he's going to join us in the night.
Phillies.
Okay.
Flawless week of broadcasts, and I'm hesitant to say it, but at this point, so many of the interviews that we'll be playing today, or all of them really, are ready to go. So the tip of the cap. And I thought the video element that we added this year with Nick, Dobyal, and the Plowhawk, I mean, you know, if you're giving out stars – I mean, here we go. I mean, I'm the one star, but then you go, okay, well, who gets two? You
know, tied for first. Who gets? No, it's not tied. Tied for second.
Thank you.
I got a lot of bonding time with these three because I didn't.
Now,
have
who do
a
you say these three? You mean like the Whites?
That'd be Plowsy.
You don't know their names yet.
And that'd be Nick Yale, not y'all.
He prefers Nick. What up, y'all?
He does not necessarily. But anyway, I had to find a store that had swim goggles for Tyler. And we had a long day yesterday, and I think the last thing they want to do is go searching through haystacks for a needle for swim goggles. But they were kind enough to do that, so I thank all you gentlemen. Thank you for driving me around. Good folks and a lot of fellowship. We had a lot of fellowship.
Did you find the goggles guy?
Sure did. CBS.
Okay. Well, I tip my cap on the goggle find. I also tip my cap on the work that was done. I mean, Nick just sits there and he edits like the Dickens is what he does, Doug.
This What's guy he editing
edits
now?
Like the Dickens. I mean, he's got these Plowhawk videos. Plowhawk goes over there and he does intros. He does outros. Ah, yes.
Tros.
Right. And they're wonderful. Yes,
I got to say, I think Nick... What up, y'all, as you like to call him, had the biggest week out of all of us. Outside of you, Tim, obviously. Doug kind of slacked. You missed Monday.
Right.
I mean, you're talking, he leaves here and works about another 4 hours in the hotel room editing, and the videos have been
They are
amazing.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So I give Nick all the props.
And it's
in the
not
world.
Just video. He adds, Doug, graphics. He'll, like, spell out what's going on because sometimes not only some of the players who don't speak English as a first language, but our Plowhawk. It's difficult to understand.
It has to be transcribed.
It's like watching Life is Beautiful. It's all in subtitles.
He put subtitles up? And that's tough work to do. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's a transcription and an execution. So I want to make sure that I tip my cap to the boys because the boys skated, Doug. They skated, and they skated hard.
It's a good group. It's a good room. It's a good room.
It's a good room. And so they fly back today. Doug, you fly back today?
I do today, I think we're all on the same flight.
12:20 out of PBI, huh?
Oh, right, yeah. To Atlanta first.
And the cat and I will be bringing the heat. How long are you here? Anna Marie was asking me last night.
Saturday or Sunday.
Next week?
Yeah.
That's what I have. The clients are coming down next week, and so we'll be down here bringing the heat. And then we're all back in studio a week from Monday to get you ready for the Missouri Valley. You know, here they come. A lot of
March
schools.
Madness.
Yeah, you know you
no,
talk
Arch
about
Arch Madness.
Nice, and then you talk about what Kansas.
Doug invented
is doing.
Arch Madness. Good work, right on the
that's
fly.
That's what they call it. I didn't invent that.
You know, you talk about what Syracuse did and Jimmy Boeheim.
When is
when do you look those boys in the
when
eyes?
Are you going to have the clip of Grichuk, Nick? If I may ask you, because he really wants to have that clip that we're going to be playing soon. I think it was a pretty special interview.
Yeah, it's going to happen probably later today. I'm going to work on that next. I just did the daily recap a little early since we're kind of tight on schedule today, trying to edit.
Going on the flight.
During the show, and might have to edit a little on the flight as well. So I told him this weekend.
No, you said you told him this weekend. Are
I told
him?
I told Randall. I told Randall this weekend. Plowsy told Randall last night.
Perfect.
That would be up last night. So I'm being held accountable by
under
the
promise.
When you have a rough whatever, send it to me.
Yeah,
I'll
send
it to him where it's clean, and then he'll tweet it out, and then you'll double your pay because I know each view you get a bonus.
That's correct. That's actually in his contract.
Yeah. Well, we have to wait. I told him we have to wait for the interview to actually play because I take the audio from the interview that airs on the show and put that underneath the video.
No, we get that.
So
we get that. You're doing a fine job.
Nick, what are you, 22, 3?
I'll be 23 at the end of April.
Look at this, Doug. This is a 22-year-old. This is a young tyke.
Sure.
Is what this is. A young tyke. He's at spring training. I was at my first spring training, Doug. I was 21, I guess. But KOMU, just like you. Nick just graduated from the University of Missouri. And he interned for us in 2015, I think?
Yeah, it was. It would have been 2 summers ago, I was. And then did covering Mizzou after that.
Yeah, and worked at KOMU and... We're thrilled to have him as a part of this. He works with Hannah Ray on the videos and has done a hell of a job this week. Have you enjoyed your first spring training trip? What stands out to you most? You've gotten to work side by side three of the most talented people in AM radio.
Ooh, that's a tough one, but I think the highlight's got to be with the relationship with General Manager John Mozeliak.
Oh, you became fast friends?
And the van incident that we had with him there on Wednesday, that he almost hit the van. And then kind of gave us a look. And then when he came on the show, taking pictures, saying he was going to have the van towed if we did not move it.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know, and Nick is a young guy who's like a sponge trying to learn. You know, he has an opportunity to learn from greats. And he turned to me, and this really was a touching moment. And he said to me, "Hey, Jim, give me some advice. How can I not end up like you in two dead-end jobs?" And I thought, and I thought to myself, now there's a young guy who gets it.
Right. Sure he does.
Yeah.
What is your dream job? You're not going to be
a great
here
question,
for
Doug.
45 years, are you?
I got to think of one day at a time here. I'm not really
What a wonderful show. Is that, really with, looking, was that with Bonnie Franklin?
Looking down the road
Bonnie
here,
Franklin,
Ed.
I think, right?
Just, well, but you must have had a dream job when you got went to college or something. You'd, like, you'd really like to be the play-by-play voice of the Cardinals. Or you wanted to...
I just enjoy every day as a dream.
Oh, knock it off.
Every day is a dream, Doug.
Really?
Let's have a meeting back in my office when we when we get back.
So you're there. You've reached the pinnacle. This is what you've always dreamed of.
I don't know. I don't think about those things. I don't think about graduating and getting a job was step one.
Yeah.
So
just to be able to pay a bill or two.
Yeah.
You know, get off the
parents'
payroll. What
are your cohorts in the journalism school doing? Still looking for jobs, changing professions, or working in South Dakota?
Yeah, a lot of them switched out of journalism.
Doug, are you mad to hear that?
No, I think that's beautiful.
I think a lot of people are seeing where the TV industry is going and switching to radio.
Whoa.
Seeing that. And then, but yeah, a lot of them are still there, are still at Mizzou, and we'll graduate in May, and then we'll be, and some do. One of my friends works at a Charleston. A video actually went viral. I don't know if you saw that video of the guy that tackled a guy with a Confederate flag.
I did see that. That was in Charleston?
Yeah. That was in Charleston, South Carolina, where my friend Colby was a reporter.
Colby Rasmus. He has that weird beard.
No, he shaved it.
Oh, did he?
Did he really?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Your friend took that video.
She was the reporter that was.
Really?
It was her live shot.
Oh, okay.
Charleston's a pretty good market to start in.
Oh, she's a good reporter.
She's talented?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is a good place to get in with a journalism degree because you can climb the ladder there.
Edward they got Jones. Any openings now? They're probably looking for a younger fellow.
You can climb the ladder there.
Yeah.
There's a future with that company.
Plowhawk, you're high because you really, I think when people look back on spring training 2017 and maybe like Buck Swope does three series Swope's picks on this. You know, so many moments, you and Lance Lynn hitting it off, Dexter Fowler running away from you, but then later inviting you on the bus, the bang bus. Making sandwiches on your comforter.
Had a Lunchable last night, Timmy.
And, you know, the bonding that existed with so many players, specifically Jed Jerko, who took your microphone. What stands out to you most?
I think the relationship that me and Lance have built over the last week
has been,
he scares the living hell out of me, but at the same time, you could tell he kind of has a Matt Holliday feel about him, that he respects the
Matt
show
Holliday
and what
field.
We do.
It's over there beyond...
and so I think Lance was my favorite. I think Jed Jerko was very underrated this week.
He never appeared on the program.
Never appeared, but he seemed to enjoy the question of the day. Dex... I thought he did, and then when he started running away from me, then I kind of second-guessed myself. Maybe I'm not doing as great a job as I thought.
Yeah.
But I think it has to be my relationship that I built with Lance Lynn, for sure.
I would also like to say, because I saw some stuff on Twitter, but the fact that this part of the deal is we're expecting that the Cardinals aren't really going to take the question of the day seriously. That was the thinking of it from the beginning when producer Joe started it. So if a player walks by and says get out of here or ignores you, that's okay. It's not a negative mark on your record. That's the reason why it was designed.
And I had to defend the players because some people that watch the videos don't understand that most of them are doing it out of fun, and some of them don't really speak English either.
Yeah, you and Nick were trying to communicate with the fan pinners.
Lance Lynn, he's a butthole, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's not the...
I don't think you can actually say that.
Easy.
I don't see kind of picks and chooses.
I think that's the first time I've ever been dumped.
Butthole feet.
Yeah, you can say butt, but then when you add a wonderful hole,
I think if the listeners were down here, they'd realize just how great the players actually are, and they have fun with it. And that's what I mean when you're watching a 2-minute video. Sometimes people take a little excerpt from Lance Lynn and Jed Jerko and make it a bigger deal than what it is.
It's social media. Like
exactly.
I saw people, I tweeted out a picture of Dexter Fowler sitting down, and he was answering a question. I said, thanks to Dexter for pretending our questions weren't awful. Oh, he's not smiling. They must have been terrible. And then young Nick tweeted out a good picture of Dexter smiling because it was a good interview. Right. And he ran with the ball a little bit, but that's social. Don't worry about that, Plowsy. You did a great job.
Well, he's sideways with the Blues Lounge. That's where your focus is right now. That's where the first front is.
I don't know if I had any more fun on social media than that hour-long little
binge. Were you high as hell while that was going on? Because you seemed a little out of character, but then that makes me think maybe you weren't high.
That's a good read. I think my personality has changed because I'm sober, and I think that just everything makes me mad in that Blues Lounge. Just you know, wrong place, wrong time. I'm hungry. I haven't made my Lunchable yet.
Then why do you go on there?
Oh, because it's...
No, I'm saying at that moment where you feel like maybe you're not at your best.
Well, I wasn't actually on there. It just popped up in my news feed. I wasn't trolling and scrolling through the Blues Lounge. It just happened to see that pose, and I go, yep, it's time.
Are you saying you're kind of a snarling hornet when you're not high as a kite?
Nice. Doug, that couldn't be more accurate.
You really are? You're kind of an angry guy?
No, not angry.
That's not true.
It's not. I'm never angry, Doug. I don't know if you've ever seen me upset or mad or...
God, I don't know if I have.
I've seen him mad a couple of times, but then again, it's, you know, 6:20 in the morning, and the roster of Stars just left garbage everywhere that Plowsy has to clean.
Yeah,
I actually took out the trash here this morning.
Look, you don't have to take that trash.
It was a full trash can.
You don't have to do that here.
Asked Seymour and Nick. I said, "Hey, this is a pet peeve. I'm going to take care of this."
Where'd you
and
put it?
I just put it next to all the other trash. The groundkeeper seemed to really enjoy not taking out that trash,
maybe get a job here.
I'd love it.
Guys, did Plow Hemp take some down to Florida, some chronic, or did he hook up down there? I took some down to Jupiter before. The maid stole it. I confronted her and got it back. Thanks. That's the Beau Weevil of Bevo. Oh,
that's a nice maid.
Did you take it down here with you?
I did not. No, I'm not.
Couldn't you get in trouble if they open your shampoo bottle, baby?
Shampoo bottle?
Yeah, I don't really know what the move is now with that security. I just don't deal with that. I would much prefer
so
to
you
ask.
You haven't been high all week?
Oh, that's not the case. I have been.
So how'd you get it here?
I'm not going to tell you my inside stories, but I know people down here. And
I kind of think Nick yells at drug trafficker. That's my read.
Nick, don't answer that. But I have been medicated down here the whole week.
In the Jupiter area, just on the street, who will peddle you narcotics.
Doug, I network, man. I network like crazy. And so, yes, I do know people down here.
What, like in the Blues Lounge you go and say, hey,
I don't think any dealers. I don't think any of
there are websites that you go on and you say, hey, where can I get some in Jupiter? And they
say, you should see my contact list, Dougie.
Don't call me Dougie.
I've had a great week. This has been the most fun because the first year, I'm a little nervous, didn't go out as much. Second year, third year, right? Yeah, and so I kind of enjoyed myself a little more, more used to the scenery and the schedule of getting up early and living out of a suitcase. And I loved this year. I had a fantastic time, and I think the players did as well.
What a wonderful!
You did a great job.
I appreciate it.
What a wonderful! Great job. What a wonderful
pleasure to have around. That's a delight. He is. He's a pleasure to have around.
Thank
this
you.
Guy.
Guys, in a baggie in the bottom of a stick of deodorant. Thanks, KG and O-Town.
My uncle does the, like the foot, like he just makes
the baggie with the
arch of his foot. That's how he does it.
Doug,
really? And then you walk on that?
Yeah, that's the risk you take there, Doug.
Don't you take your shoes off when you get through
security? Why would you risk taking drugs on an airplane?
I completely agree. That's why I never will.
Any normal human being, I get it that folks smoke. I'm not saying that's the worst crime, but who would take that risk?
I completely agree. And this was before they had heavy security, so I doubt he does it now. This was before you had to take off your shoes, etc.
Couldn't you just roll up a few and put them in a pack of cigarettes?
No, because they check the cigarettes. Oh yeah.
They could tell in a what's marijuana and what's just tobacco.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's sometime they have them dogs there.
Don't swing your arms.
Doug,
when
it's
you
admirable
say that.
For you to lend your assistance to drug smugglers, though. It is admirable.
Just trying to figure out this is a foreign world to me.
Anheuser-Busch, the presenting sponsor of our spring training coverage, 314 Sports, Advanced Vision Care, AMP Restoration, Big Boy Lawns, Cordell & Cordell, Grand Cru Cigars, iTech Shark, JMH Law Firm, and Attorney Joe Harbath, Kevin Miller, Coldwell Banker, Gundecker, Penske Moving Trucks, Premier Parking, the Post Sports Bar & Grill, the sponsor of our picnic table on the Plowboys Laugh, the Power of the Giraffe, and Stoli the Vodka, all sponsors making it possible for our 12th year of this show at spring training from the picnic table. The 7 o'clock hour brought to you by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump. It is the BP credit card making it all possible. We have deep teased the interview, Randall Grichuk and Doug, Fast Friends, a discussion that I don't believe included anything about the game of baseball, but yet lasted somehow around a half hour. Then Dexter Fowler, Michael Wacha, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, Iggy's Drops of the Week. There's a sponsor on that now, isn't there?
The Post.
The Post is just buying up everything, man. And then, of course, the Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill email of the day. Hot Shots, the sponsor of our email of the day and great partners with the St. Louis Blues. Every Tuesday night when the Blues are playing a game, you want to go to Hot Shots and enjoy the game there. Guanabanas is where we'll be dining. Guanabanas comes up in the interview with Randall Grichuk, as a matter of fact. Doug, it's a canopy of palm trees at Guanabanas.
Yes,
and that is where we will be taking our clients when they come down here next week for our annual trip. For our year-long advertisers, and the seafood there is second to none. But in addition to that, the atmosphere, the ambiance, the vibe, the music, the it's all there at Guanabanas. Go online at guanabanas.com, GUANABANAS.com. All right. Randall Grichuk sat down at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table yesterday, and we got to talk it over. And we talked over all kinds of things. He got sideways with the cat. He got sideways with Doug. He got sideways with me. But eventually it ended with Doug and Randall Grichuk talking about going in a hot tub together, sans clothes for one.
I don't know about that.
You know, your words, sir.
Yes, Randall, your words,
could have been taken out of context.
Randall Grichuk here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. The cat was just saying he visited you at your place last year for last spring training, and you had all kinds of junk
healthy food.
And Stephen Piscotty had all kinds of healthy food. That's what I heard from this gentleman.
Well, do you believe anything Jim says?
No. It is true, and it's been documented. You can find it online.
Yeah, we do. I have a picture on my phone.
The home tour.
I have a picture on my phone of him eating a cookie. He stole a cookie of mine. I'll tweet that if he denies it.
That's a good threat.
I did steal a cookie, but ladies and gentlemen, the jury, this has nothing to do with the question at hand. Don't be distracted.
The question at hand is, did you take my food?
There was a pile of healthy food, Piscotty, and then the guy who's, Mr. Hercules over here, pile of Snickers bars and M&Ms.
Hey, just because I like bad food, don't get on me about it.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's what it was. I said it was a source of some controversy.
You know what they call, Jim, in journalism circles?
What's that?
The Prince of Misinformation.
I can see that. I've seen a lot of his tweets. I do follow him on Twitter.
Doug, you found your soulmate in Grichuk. You have found your soulmate. Someone who believes your line of rubbish. Yeah.
There's a lot of tweets that I see that I kind of question, but I don't want to put them on blast because I don't want to create Twitter beef out there.
We've already had our share.
That he loves to do.
You do stir the pot a little bit.
Who?
You do. On Twitter?
Yes, a little bit. Everywhere.
Yeah, you stir the pot everywhere.
My feelings are, I don't know if I can conduct this interview. I thought we were cool de la.
We're very cool.
All right.
But I feel like we got to start it out early and get all the stuff off our chest early so we can have a smooth season.
Yeah, I think that's good. Airing of grievances. Now, are you going to go by the place this year and do a Fox Sports Midwest feature?
Yes.
Randall's proud of the place this year.
Yes, absolutely.
Not as proud as last year's.
No, I didn't pick last year's. Let's put that out there.
Did you pick this year?
I got this year.
Okay.
Set up. I mean, you were in a retirement home last year, in all honesty.
It wasn't a home. It was retirement. Is it condos?
It was like people my age.
It wasn't assisted living or anything, was it?
Might have been.
Were there rogue catheters?
I don't know.
This is true. There was a lovely woman in her 80s getting a shampoo next door on the porch while we were doing this. That is true. She was getting a shampoo.
Nice.
And so now you're at the beach, guys will consent, we will update that story. Very popular for Fox Sports Midwest on social media and during our season preview show when we had these guys on because – everyone likes these guys. And aside from the fact that we had these Twitter beefs, we're still good.
Good. We're getting better.
All right.
How do you feel, Randall, about this gentleman right here who has a similar build to you in the Plowboy?
What's up, man?
How we doing, man? Similar build. A little
similar.
Different.
Similar. Leaner muscle, we call that.
He's got some interesting questions to start the day.
And I feel like you and Piscotty and maybe it was Garcia have kind of come up with a counter strategy to go into like pondering mode and to get to the point where he can't go. Like he's got an electric collar on and he's a dog to get shocked if he goes too far.
Yeah, I saw Jed stone face him and walked into the field.
The man grabbed his mic from him.
And then one day he asked a legit question. He didn't ask me the question.
What was your legit question, Plowboy?
I don't even remember, but I was like, dang, I have a great answer for that, and nothing.
Navy hats or red hats on the road? That was the question, and I would love to hear your answer.
Greg answered it, and he thought about it, and I go, if you ever have to think about that question ever again, you're off the team.
Because it's Navy hats.
All day.
God bless America! God bless America!
We need Navy tops.
Oh, my God. I'd like to see that, too.
We need Navy hats every road trip. I don't care if it's a red team, a blue team, a black team. I think we need to go Navy.
You know, like I said, the Navy sleeves look good with that uniform. And
everything
the Navy.
We need more.
You want to go like top to bottom Navy?
That's a little much, isn't it?
Change the colors to Navy
let's
blue.
Try it.
Get rid of this red.
Okay, let's not go that far, Doug. Come on, Doug.
Now, now you're seeing what we deal with. Come on,
really bonded there for a minute.
I think we need more Navy hats. I'd even throw a Navy alternate jersey.
I like that, too.
Red alternate jersey. Why? Well, let's do a red alternate jersey.
I agree. I think
we need to go red, all red socks, get rid of the stripes.
I'm fine with that.
That's a big thing in the clubhouse right now. All the guys want all red socks, but we can't do it.
And what's that about? That's the organization official uniform.
Owners.
But I'm telling you, the Navy caps, the organization went on a tear. Have you ever worn the Navy caps all season? Have you been here for a year? Your first year was 14, right,
no.
In St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Cardinals switched, I think, was it in 13 or was it 12?
Okay.
From going with the Navy caps for like 20 years and won World Series and pennants and everything. I just don't know.
That might be the piece we're missing.
Yes, the Navy caps.
I like it.
You ever see the powder blue jerseys from the 80s?
I love it.
What about that?
I would bring that back as an everyday jersey right
what
now.
What about the sleeveless jersey like the A's back in the day? Is that too much?
I'm on it.
All right.
Something different. Let's get rid of just the all white and all gray.
The all-gray is, I guess it's a tradition thing.
No, I like those, too, but I'm saying let's get away from just those two.
The Navy
let's
caps
throw
are
some,
so
some
sharp. I don't like the red cap. It kind of looks like a bad early 90s fashion thing. It really irritates me. It doesn't irritate the cat as much, but he
Well, I mean, because it's uniform. I love America, and I think the uniforms are nice, and I don't get all caught up in whether or not they have a Navy cap or not.
You're just such a pure baseball guy. You don't even pay attention to the
uniform. No, I'm just saying it's not a big deal for me.
He probably doesn't watch the game as much to notice.
No.
But as us players that we
you and Doug.
Put it on every
day. As you and Doug.
As me and Doug put the hat on every day.
Right.
You know, we like the blue.
That's right.
You could rock the blue arm sleeve then.
I loved it. That's what they were wearing. You know, one world championship,
I
Doug.
Think, I want to look up. I think I've hit better in Cincinnati than anywhere just because.
Because you're wearing the blue caps.
Philadelphia,
you
wear the blue
good.
Caps.
Oh,
doesn't everybody hit better in Cincinnati?
I want him to check out my Philadelphia stats.
Can you get on that?
Splits.
Check that out.
I'll get on the splits.
And it's because I wear a blue sleeve. I'll show you a picture of a blue sleeve, blue helmet, blue batting gloves, and I homered once or twice in that game.
Look at that.
Because I just felt good. You feel good.
In
you
blue.
Play good.
When you look good, you play good.
When you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you play good. And when you play good, you get paid good. Quoted by Trevor Rosenthal.
Oh, I thought that was Willie Mays Hayes.
No,
that's
Trevor Rosenthal.
But to be fair, the Plowboy could hit a home run in Cincinnati. That bandbox, hilarious.
What do you like about that? You see how he's kind of leaning back and that power is going to shift as the pitch.
Good weight shift.
That's good torque. That's good torque.
Raw power is what looked at, gentlemen.
I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll look good. That'll look wonderful.
Do you feel like the interview is now back on track where we're covering things of substance?
Yeah, I like it.
How much do you bench press?
that's a sticky topic.
My trainer
this offseason didn't let me bench this offseason.
Really? What's that
yeah,
about?
Yeah, he just says you don't need your chest in baseball, so
you don't agree with that.
Well, you need the hot tub body every now and then.
Oh, for
crying
out.
The pool body, the beach body.
That's a great interview.
You gotta do something. Not a little bit. You don't got to go overboard.
Doug,
a little bit here
Doug
and there.
Doug and Gritch in the hot tub tonight. I'm not getting in the hot tub.
All right, only if you go shirtless.
This is a greater interview. Wonderful interview.
The video will be on him the whole time.
So what are you doing if you can't bench press? You're deadlifting like the Dickens.
No, just a lot of back, a lot of shoulders.
Shoulders, military press.
No, you can't do that. That's bad for your shoulder.
Well, you just said shoulder exercise.
Shoulder exercise. A little band work, a little push-ups, a little pull-ups, a little rows, that's pretty much an awesome
workout.
You're
not a Pilates guy. Like, Wong and Adams are huge
Pilates
guy. You don't love the Pilates? You could be honest, because no one's listening.
Well, that's inhaling like LaRusso used to inhale. Like
that was a tell.
Inhale.
That was a tell.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. Just so much going on. The day is so long already that it's just... I'd rather get in and throw some weights around.
But not bench.
You'd like to bench.
I would like to bench.
But you can't. When's the last time you benched? Be honest with me.
We benched about 1 month... 2 workouts a week this offseason.
Max that around, I'm going to say 360.
I got up to 110s and they said, we're done.
Wow.
But we do dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
Yeah.
2 110s, one in each hand.
Yeah.
All right, and then you lock it out how many times?
That would be great, though, if you did.
Anyway, 4, 6, 8, depending on the reps.
And then you get up and you throw them down like you're angry,
and you look at the mirror and you pose. When you do the last one, you just throw them up and then you...
Nice. Breathe. And Pete Prinzi catches them.
Pete catches him.
God, that's great.
Boy, that's strong.
With
that's
his pinkies.
That's strength.
With his pinkies.
What do you think Plowboy could bench?
25, 30?
That's a top range.
I got 125.
Oh, I'm shipping the under on that, Randall.
Who said 150?
Adams did yesterday.
I like it. Why are you going 125?
Under.
Under 125?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All depends on if I stretch, you know, my pecs.
Because you weigh like a $125, don't you, right?
27, give or take the meal.
I think we can go. The weight room's right there. We can go check it out.
Can we do that?
Everybody's gone for the day. I'll allow it. Let's
yes.
Go.
Oh, he'd get hurt. And we'd
It'd be wonderful.
Get sued and
all right, you're right.
You
I'm
would
not
get
on
in
it.
Trouble
I'm
because you're bringing a mere wisp of a man in there who's going to break in two.
Were you on the bus?
But he
for
does
the,
have good hair.
Were you? He does have wonderful hair. I am jealous of that. Were you on the bus for the first trip today or the second?
For the first trip.
Okay, Fowler was trying to get the plowboy to come on the bus, and I feel like he would have been hazed mercilessly.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Thank you.
I would be scared.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I think he should have done it because
it
Fowler was in the front. He wasn't doubling up. He would have had a seat, not taking anyone else's. And then they would have taken him to the safe room or whatever, escape room. And then he would have had the time of his life. And then he would have had a story to tell for the rest of his life. And now he's living in regret. He could have been boys with Fowler.
Because he would have left me.
What if they would have put you in a room by yourself and had you get out on your own?
That's fine.
Would you have been able to do it?
Grish, I'm a man of the people. I'll do anything that anybody asks me to do.
Wow.
Anything.
Wow.
Anything.
All right. What are we going to do?
Can I go shirt off, run around the field?
You won't.
I'll
do it right now.
We want
this is
going to
be a problem. We've run into some problems here.
Have you ever seen, what's the movie?
Borat?
Frank the Tank?
I was about to say old school, Randall. Yeah, Frank the Tank. He was running around.
Do you really want to see him streaking?
I'm not going to look.
Right. No.
We'll get
but
it
he
on
said
video.
Anything. We could make him do anything. And
I'll
he'd
tell
be okay
you,
with
he used
it.
To do this thing with his shirt off, and he has nipple hair as long as it gets. You got a long lid. He had nipple hair just shoot out at
next topic.
You.
They call that an Arkansas waterfall?
Yeah, why? All right, how about this? If you're looking for something, when you and Doug go hot tubbing tonight, he can serve you the drinks. That's fair, right?
What's the attire? Is he going to wear a suit?
Doug, what are you wearing?
Fancy?
Doug, what are you
wearing?
Fancy?
No,
there's not going to be any attire at all.
Tank top and like bathing
I'm blocking
suit.
You right now.
Randall's going to block you.
He just said he'd be nude in the hot tub.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said you were not going to wear anything at all.
I said no attire at all. I didn't use the word nude. I just assumed that was implied.
So, in other words, you want to go in nude?
Well, I don't really.
See what I'm dealing with?
It was just a joke.
If you want to, that's fine. No one's judging you.
I don't really want to.
I mean, Jim might be judging, but that's it.
That's why I should block him.
You don't want to block him because you want to do the hot tub.
No. But I do want to get a camera there for Fox Sports Midwest. Randall Grinchick goes hot tubbing with a 60-year-old guy he doesn't know. Video on the post-game show.
That would ruin a couple of reputations real quick. Yours anyway.
Yes, in a hurry.
Would all y'all go? The three guys and Hannah?
You're very interested in Hannah. That's a good play on your part.
I mean, if it gets a segment, we can fly her down real quick.
It's kind of an awkward way to get
to her. He's got a girlfriend now, too.
I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, just we want that on the record.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
On the record.
Sure.
And you guys have been together a year and 2 weeks.
A little bit less.
A little less than 2 weeks.
Maybe 2 weeks.
And he's going to Jared.
Was this a Bumble find?
What's that?
A Bumble find?
What's that?
You're bluffing me all day long.
No,
I understand.
She used to work for my agency.
Really?
Yeah.
You have an agency?
Yeah. I just picked him up last week.
Sweet acquisition.
So we started dating after that.
Here's how you know that Randall is really a decent guy. This is a true story.
Oh,
he is a good guy. So one of his teammates said he's dating. So how long have you been dating? Well, I don't know if we're dating. We're just kind of trying to figure out if there's something there. And, you know, we're talking.
Right. I said, are you saying how long we've been dating or how long we have been talking?
Talking.
Like getting to know each other.
Right. And my thing is, in all fairness, he's Randall Grinchick. He's a Major League Baseball player. Women love this guy. It's not up to her. She's in. Okay? It's now you're talking.
Not all girls
you're
might want
to
be in.
To see.
They might not. I might not be their,
well,
their
it's nice
cup
of
tea.
And I'm sure that that's the case. But
be honest with me. Have you been shot down in St. Louis?
Shot down as in
well, you
if I went up to talk to a girl?
Right.
I don't think I have. tried. No, no, have gone up to
a
girl.
Oh, there was a pause there.
Talked.
Oh, really?
No, I've not approached a girl in St. Louis.
Wow. Well, maybe you could go out with the Plowhawk.
I did have two girls follow me into the bathroom with a buddy from back home.
They went into the bathroom.
Like great thing.
They did.
That's a wonderful
What'd
thing.
You do at that point?
My buddy was like, what are you doing? Go.
And they turned it weird and
left. Waited outside for me, and it was weird.
What do you do going in, right?
Yeah.
Why are we clapping like it's a good answer in
That's
Family
a great
Feud?
Answer, me and the Plowhawk. Steve Harvey. Delightful.
Yeah.
But you,
where'd that happen, by the way?
Wheelhouse.
Nice.
But were you with him?
No. Plowhawk said Wheelhouse before Randall said Wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're shy normally, right?
Yeah.
Hearing your teammates saying you're not that guy.
No.
You know, you're just like a regular guy. He's not. Yeah. Hey, you know who I am. He's not that guy. Like
Doug. Doug's kind of that guy, Randall.
Well, Doug can do that.
I like to peacock around a little.
I've seen his interviews.
Yeah.
I've seen his shows.
You have not.
What shows?
He just means the post game.
Post game shows.
The post show wrap up.
Post show wrap up.
He loves the post show wrap up,
aren't you?
He's not. He hasn't. I guarantee. He hasn't
been watching that.
I don't know how it came up, and I watched it, and I was like, okay.
I guarantee he hasn't seen you do the highlights from Fenton North on Channel 4.
You don't watch the local news when you're in St. Louis, do you?
No.
No. Because you're
not
only playing
be
games.
Polite,
the games are
We're
on
so busy
time.
That
you probably
it's, you
tape
know.
It and try to watch it later.
I know.
I,
what
so
I do
busy.
Is I tape it, and I watch them in the off season.
Oh, you go back
sure you
and watch
do.
Old newscasts.
Yeah. To find out what happened to Fenton High School back in October.
Here's how you can bond with Randall, Tim, because... He is a Netflix guy, and he binge watches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you on right now, man?
Sons of Anarchy.
I have never watched it. Are you pro or anti? You're enjoying it.
I'm very pro.
I caught up on Game of Thrones in the last couple of months.
I'm not about it. What's it about?
Well, it's like medieval.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I know. I wasn't either, and the first few episodes were rough, and then I committed myself to it, and it wound up being a bee's knees. I really do recommend it. Anybody on the team on the Game of Thrones train?
Not that I know of.
So what were you on before Sons of Anarchy?
Bloodline.
I haven't watched that either. Was that... Okay, hey,
okay,
listen,
let's keep going. Let's play the game.
We're workshop through this thing.
Before that was The Following.
I don't even know what that one is. All right, we're not bonding.
All right. No, we can keep going.
What about Doug and I
might have to have Doug talk some
Doug,
more.
Doug and I watched, what do we watch? We watched My Fair Lady
what about
the Hallmark channel. I know
right,
you guys.
I'm going to give Tim some more chances.
All right, what do we got?
Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, that's like.
I'm going more easy.
All right.
Prison Break.
Haven't done it. That was the Fox show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like from like a decade ago, but then
yeah,
like people really got into it.
Yeah, it was on Netflix and everybody loves it.
The wonderful Wentworth Miller.
Yep.
You like prison movies, do you?
No, I don't.
No. Wait, you said
Doug, what kind of...
Did you see how your eyes lit up when you asked that question?
Because first you want me in a hot tub, and now you're talking about how much
you
like
you wanted me
movies.
In a hot tub, and you're the one that wants to be naked.
This is not my cup of tea.
That's not me.
No, look into his soul, because he is vile, and he's sneaky vile.
It's not me. I'm usually in Bible study at this time of the day.
I'm seeing your side. I'm drifting away from Doug quickly.
you're still going to get in the tub with him.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
We haven't drifted that far apart.
Breaking Bad, I'm on. I'm aware of Prison Break. Guaranteed, I haven't seen
this one, Revenge.
No, but I have heard about it.
It's solid. I'm not gonna lie. It's a chick flick. I had to watch it with my ex-girlfriend. And
is that what broke you guys up?
No, I loved it. I was hoping they'd keep it going.
But it was a brief run.
Of?
The show.
It's like...
Oh, that was a girlfriend.
3 seasons. It was a good little run.
You probably don't have very long flings with the girlfriends when you're looking
I've
to have
two,
a hot tub encounter with
I've,
a 60-year-old
I've had
man.
Two girlfriends.
Clip that off.
I've had two girlfriends, and they've both been over 2.5 years.
All right, say her name. Like, we've talked about Bradley Porras 17 times. You haven't mentioned your girlfriend's name, or is that private?
No. We've been mentioning Brad a lot. We need to mention his brother, Trey.
Yeah, we have Trey. That's our bad.
You can't forget
about
Trey Porras.
Well, he's a
great guy.
He's a piece of work.
What is that supposed to
mean? You never know what he might do. He's just a wild man.
No, he's the greatest guy I've ever
met. That's what I meant.
He's very straightforward. Yeah. He's a very great person.
He's just trying to win you back over.
Straight shooter.
I guarantee.
Trey. Kind, biggest heart you'll ever meet.
He's a kind gentleman.
As soon as you leave, he's going to be like, don't care for that Trey at all. That's Doug right there.
Hey, what's a cool name? My girlfriend. What's a cool name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice?
Yeah. Okay, that's bad. Well, keep going.
Edna?
Irma. Don't let them bully you into having to say things you don't want to say. This happens all the time to me.
Does it?
If you don't want to say something, just don't say it. You don't have to.
I'm going
to
put name on her.
I like Doug.
You're back on board with Doug.
I'm back
with the hot tub tonight.
Dude, he's so happy. He can't wait.
Look at his eyes. He's like, oh, please let this happen. Please let this happen.
I can only get there if Bible study ends early.
Yeah, I'll be there with you.
Okay. Randall, I'm going to move action in on her name being Ashley.
It starts with an A.
Amber.
If you guess it,
Amanda.
You don't have to get bullied.
Plowhawk. I can't do it because somebody might actually know her name.
He just said it right there.
What the Plowhawk.
He said Amanda.
No, no, no. If you guess it.
It could be a man.
With your next guess.
Ann.
What do you want?
I think 10% of your salary is reasonable.
Deal.
Oh, my God.
Go. One guess.
Oh, my God. This is like big.
Go. Right now. You got 30 seconds.
This is worth millions of dollars.
I would go with all-terrain vehicle.
20 seconds.
God bless America.
Is it possible it's all-terrain?
15 seconds.
I've already said Ashley, Amber, Amanda.
10 seconds. 5 seconds.
Asphalt.
Apollonia.
Wow. How did you guess it?
Yes!
Wrong.
No.
How did you guess it wrong?
No.
Wow.
We need
to guess you win.
We need to play poker with him.
You could have got 10% because I said it. It's recorded. And that's your guess.
Well, we don't have much of an attention span.
Right.
It's okay.
Because we keep thinking about the hot tub tonight, aren't we, Doug?
He wants it.
Yeah. He does want it, Randall. He wants it bad.
What time is it?
I might be off Doug again.
Comes and goes.
I'm back on Jim.
All right. Okay. I think that's a good place to end.
Yeah. So, Ashley.
All right.
No.
Amber.
He's not going to tell you.
I've already said it.
Apollonia.
Thank you. At least somebody pays attention to what I says.
It was Amanda?
Anissa.
Anissa?
I thought you were talking about Aeneas Williams.
How cool is that name, by the way?
That's a great name. I've heard that name before. One beautiful woman I know of is named Anissa.
Yeah.
And all the,
I don't think so. This one's from Morocco and works in the San Fernando Valley.
And all the memories of
everything. She lives in Galway.
San Fernando Valley? Because for real, if it's her, man, I'm going to tip my cap. But I'm sure you're doing all right anyway, but just to let you know.
But all the memories you guys have already,
it's booked, been great.
It's like it's been 13 days.
Gone to a couple dinners.
Where have you gone? There's so many wonderful restaurants here. Where have you gone, Randall? Where have
Guanabanas.
Guanabanas is great. Doug, it's like
live
a canopy
of that's one of the sponsors. That's one of the sponsors.
Is it?
That's what we'll take. Guanabanas next week.
Okay, I'm going to talk
highly
about
just say this is Randall Gritchick and I love Guanabanas.
No, I'm going to talk highly, but then I'm going to throw my opinion in on it. Great place.
You're going to Yelp them.
Great place. I love the food, love the atmosphere. Only negative is it's an hour and 45-minute wait every time I go.
Well, that's because they ball hard.
They do.
Wait a minute.
They don't have a hookup with the Cardinals, though.
Really? That's surprising.
Everywhere here is like, we'll get you set up. Guanabanas, nothing we can do.
Yeah, you could have 50% equity in Jetties if you made a call.
Do you know anyone in regional cable?
No.
You're looking at them.
Really?
I don't wait.
Stop. Do you really get a table right when you get there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're BSing. There's no way.
Ask my wife.
Oh, you probably do, though, because you know the people, because they're a sponsor of the show.
No, had nothing to do with it.
They just go, they
respect high-quality journalists.
Oh, they don't. Stop. Prince of misinformation. They
do. Doug, do you get in on this?
I get none of it.
High-quality journalism.
He goes hot tubbing with the players.
I don't even attempt to say, I'm with the Cardinals. I want to butt in front of the line.
Right.
How about this?
All right, you be the judge, since I was judge. Can you be the judge for another scenario?
Yeah.
All right, last year. Doug would pick me up at the hotel because he had to rent a car. I didn't before I started doing Fox duties, right?
Okay.
And Doug would come and get me and see the free buffet, plop down and eat, okay? Okay, I guess he's picking me up. Okay. Then I got my own rent a car.
Okay.
And he didn't need him to pick me up. And he would still come to the hotel and get the free buffet.
It's not the whole
story.
Is
that good or bad?
It's not the whole story.
Did he get in trouble for it?
No, because I didn't turn him in because I wouldn't do that to a teammate.
It was a community gesture. I went there looking to see if anyone else needed a ride. So I would walk around the lobby and say, hey, anyone need a ride to the bullpack?
You would tell him that, and then you'd say, I'm going to eat. If y'all need a ride, I'll be out of here in 45 minutes.
That's exactly
I'm going to wait, give y'all an opportunity to get ready, and they just, no one would come
it's
for
exactly
it.
That's exactly right.
I heard like both sides of the stories, Randall. What is your ruling?
I think it's more than okay.
It's a felony is what it is.
It's a felony.
It's more than okay. He knew you. He was
seniors.
Coming to give you rides, and he got a breakfast. I'm okay with it.
He brought this.
Would I do it? No, but I'm okay with it.
He brought this big tote with him.
He
filled it with bacon. And he said, this is in case anyone gets hungry on the ride to the ballpark.
Prince of misinformation.
And there's no one in the car with him.
Yeah.
No, he's Han Solo.
He's driving and eating bacon.
All right, I don't know how I feel about it anymore.
Now you're out again.
You're out.
You've taken her to Guanabanas. Where else have you taken her? I need to know. Leftovers.
Leftovers.
You took her to Leftovers.
Leftovers is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I was there last
Sweet potato crust of
fish. That is the
bee's
knees.
I was there two nights ago.
What'd you have?
Sweet potato crust of fish.
That's what everybody gets.
Hold on, but what do you put it on? Rice or the greens?
I had it on the greens.
Ah, terrible call.
Well, pardon the hell out of me.
Now you guys are really
Try the rice and you'll...
I'm surprised you're going with rice.
You put only good things in this body, all right?
Well, what's wrong with the salad? What's wrong with the green stuff?
Clearly, that's healthier. But I'm going with what tastes good.
Okay, well, it seems like we're sideways now.
If we're sideways, we're sideways.
All right.
Doug, it's over. No more
Boy,
hot tub.
It was good food. It was great food.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Except I went with our photographer, Noah, and he got a beer that was like 8 ounces. Six, it was $14.
Did he pay for you?
$14.
Did he
pay?
Did
no,
Noah pay?
No, they just split. That's how Doug lives.
An expense
here.
Account?
They
Why
just
haven't
ran.
You invited me to dinner then?
Well, I guess.
Wow, this is really happening.
Get something at the hot tub tonight, maybe. We'll have.
No,
have,
you don't invite me to dinner and then you want to go to the hot tub with me? That's not
how
it works.
He's not a piece of meat. He is not a piece of meat.
I got to be wined and dined.
You
got
to have dinner and a movie before we get to the hot tub. All right.
Duh.
Doug,
we were going to try to interview John.
Well, you're in the middle of setting up an encounter with
Gant.
Do you want me to call for him?
Well, I don't want you to do anything you'd be uncomfortable with.
Just yell for him. You don't care.
Is it just because he has unique delivery?
Well, it's one of the new
Doug
guys.
Doug didn't know that.
He'll do it. Is that the guy running after him with y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, he's your camera back. Guy
he's
saved
you. Hey, come do an interview.
He's coming back. See, I got you. I yelled for him.
Man, you guys really are partners, man. You're partners.
I know. This is kind
what?
Of awkward.
Partners.
What is that?
Partners.
Oh, partners.
We're partners.
You're cool. Tim's so cool. He can't talk
That's
like
right.
the rest of us. Really gets
How
old.
Long? This
cool.
is the longest
really
spring training interview we've ever done.
I think it's a great interview. I'm learning a lot. We haven't even asked baseball questions, and I've loved it.
I love it, too.
I have to go interview John
I feel bad, though. He does have to go at some point.
Hold on. Who do you have to go interview?
John
Jay?
Gant.
Did you say John Jay?
I'll see you at the hot tub tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Randall Gritchick for an interview for the
Good
ages.
Answers. Good answer.
Thank you, Randall.
Randall. I'll be here all spring.
Doug, there it was. You and Randall Gritchick going to plan a hot tub date. The date was planned. The night. What took place?
Absolutely nothing, Tim.
What?
Sorry to have to inform you of that.
What?
No, I just went home. I didn't even eat dinner last night.
Why not, baby?
Well, because I'd eaten so much at lunch, I didn't eat anything.
What'd you eat?
I had over here at Jumbie Bay, I had that big mahi salad.
Watch this. Jumbie, 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 them boys up to something.
Boy, you are cool. That was
I
nice.
Did that so quickly, too.
The way you sang that, yeah. No, the headline to come out of that interview was he thought it was absolutely fine that I went to that hotel, offered people a ride to the ballpark, and then went ahead and helped myself to maybe a sliver of an egg.
If that's the way you feel about it, good for you. I think the headline was that you were trying to coax a young professional athlete into a hot tub.
No, I was
while
not.
While you were naked.
I was not. No. I haven't been in a hot tub in years.
That's hot, though, what was going on between you two.
There was nothing going on between us.
It was fun to watch it.
It wasn't fun to watch.
I mean, usually I prefer it when it's two girls, but with two guys, that was pretty hot.
No, there was nothing hot about it.
It was eye-opening.
And you're leaving today, so that seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, bigger missed opportunity. Doug not hot tubbing with Randall Gritchick or Plowhawk not getting on the bus with the Cardinals and Dexter Fowler. Your thoughts? 855 Cup
Seems
Talk.
Like a poll would be.
Yeah, we'll put a poll up.
No, there was no hot tubbing. Not for me. No, I'm not interested in that.
7 o'clock hour is brought to you by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump. The appliances counter phone lines. Call in 855-CUB-TALK. 855-282-TALK is how you can call in. It's how you can text in. It's how you can get involved with this radio program at any time. And you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for our Hot Shots email of the day. Mardi Gras is this weekend. Doug, you finna pony up?
I'll be working, Tim.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. Lady Journalism has her hooks in me again.
This Saturday, tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., the only official party tent at the Grand Parade is the Bud Light Party Tent. More time to party, over 9 hours of beer, beats, and beads. Tickets are available in advance at stlmardigras.org. That is going on this weekend. So many sponsors to thank for our appearance down here, and we want to make sure we say to you, please support these sponsors, especially our title sponsor, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Doug, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, he's the one who makes the show possible.
And he's the one that can save you money. And by money, I mean maybe hundreds of dollars a month, maybe tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. If you have a mortgage right now and you're not in the threes, it was in the twos a little while ago, and they're starting to inch back up. But if you don't have a mortgage rate in the threes right now, you need to get refinanced, get those mortgage payments down, and save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. And Ryan Kelly is just the guy to show you how to do that. Number one mortgage broker in the Midwest. And they're saying 2017 is going to be one of the hottest real estate markets in years, possibly even bigger than last year when houses are selling many of them, the same day they hit the market. So if you're even considering buying a house this year, you need to call the home loan expert and get yourself pre-approved right now. When your dream house hits the market, you want to be pre-approved and pre-approved with the right lender. There's nothing that will make your offer stronger than a pre-approval with the home loan expert. Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard so you don't have to if you're looking to refinance or purchase that new home. Why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-7199. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Ryan Kelly, title sponsor, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Dexter Fowler joins the program on the other side of the commercial break. You'll want to hear this one, the new Cardinal center fielder, next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, all presented by Budweiser, live from Cardinal Spring Training, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the road in Jupiter, Florida, on 590 The Fan KFNS.